Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I was laughing until tears were rolling down my cheeks. It's a regular occurrence on Sunday nights because that's when we gather with friends to play cards. We've done this for years. It's always fun, but especially needed now as my husband and I are having an intense summer full of big projects. And I know that recreation and laughter are huge factors in staying resilient. And it's not natural for me. I mean, I come from a long line of hardworking people. We put the plow on the ground and we just keep going. Even if the blade is dull, we just keep going. And it's taken me a long time to realize that my best work is supported by my best play. I used to carry the false logic that if I put in more hours, I would reap a return on investment. But that's just not so. In a Harvard Business article entitled "Resilience is about how you recharge, not how you endure," Sean Aker and Michelle Gillen cite research that shows a direct correlation between a lack of recovery and increased incidences of health and safety problems. And that lack of recovery can be lack of sleep or keeping screen time going or just not turning it off. What they say the research shows is that companies lose $62 billion a year in lost productivity from lack of recovery. $62 billion in lost productivity. And meanwhile, we keep that plow on the ground thinking we're going to get a lot more done. It is important to remember that stopping work is not the same as recovery. Recovery is when you lose yourself in something you totally enjoy. Cooking, art, music, a hobby, a walk in the woods. It is doing something for the pure pleasure of it. I learned part of this when I used to fly all the time, and I would get so worn out. I always felt like I landed, but my body and mind didn't. Well, I changed my mind about how to use that plane time, because initially I thought, oh, cool, I can get some more work done, or maybe read some journal articles that I keep meaning to read. But after a while, I realized I was not in great shape when I landed. So it became a policy for my small business to have plane time be pleasure reading only time. It was amazing the difference that made and how I felt when I landed at my destination. I'd often even be eager to get on a plane just to sink my teeth into the latest novel or mystery that I had on hand. A lot of adults forget how important play is to our well-being. In his book entitled Play, the author and psychiatrist Stuart Brown compares play to oxygen. He writes, quote, "When it's all around us, yet it mostly goes unnoticed or unappreciated until it is missing," unquote. When we're missing play, when we're missing recreation, we're hurting ourselves. We're hurting our immune system. We're hurting our capacity to get work done. We're hurting our relationships. And it doesn't have to be huge, but it does need to be intentional. In Robert Cooper's book, The Other 90%, he said we need breaks like every 90 minutes, even if it's for a few seconds where you stand up and roll your head around or just look somewhere else or take a few deep breaths. Schwartz and Lohr, in their book, The Power of Full Engagement, say we need a foundation of a physical outlet and then an emotional outlet. And a spiritual one, too, so we can focus on what matters most. Now, one emotional renewal is laughter. I mean, it's not only fun, but it has amazing benefits to your immune system, to your relationships, to your emotional well-being. So now I know if it's a tough day or if I'm finding myself feeling a little impatient, I'll seek out people or stuff that will make me smile or laugh. My dogs are always reliable for that. You know, laughter might even help you live longer. A study in Norway found that people with a strong sense of humor outlived those who don't laugh as much. So the key to resilience is when you're working really hard, then stop and intentionally play. I'm learning to show up the best of myself. I have to have downtime, real breaks full of things that make me smile, my dogs, my family, my friends, and to not miss out on anything that has me laughing until I cry.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.